Tennessee lawmakers want to verify that school districts in Nashville and Memphis are giving privately run charters their fair share of funding. Turns out the two cities are using slightly different formulas to calculate how much they owe. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The Tennessee comptroller was asked to investigate this question of charter funding. No negligence was found, but they did see how the state's policy can have a variety of interpretations, says Tara Bergfeld.
So when we were trying to say this is the definitive number, we couldn't because nobody could confirm for us what those formula numbers should be.
Charter schools get paid based on how many students they have in a given month. Districts are required to send them the money they would have spent educating that child, so they do some seemingly simple math. They take their revenue from state and local taxes, divide that by the number of students in the district. That results in a rate known as per pupil spending. The difficulty is enrollment numbers matter a lot. Metro Schools has been using the current year's figure. Since the district's been growing, that drives down the rate of per pupil spending slightly. By contrast, Shelby County schools have been shrinking, and they use the previous year's data, which for them also results in a lower per pupil figure. In short, if the two districts swapped interpretations, they'd each be sending more money to charters than they are now. The Tennessee Department of Education has sent a memo to both districts telling them to at least remain consistent for the next year, while state officials figure out how to standardize the process. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.